Welcome back to another great hour of soundtrack telling. And for those of you who are listening in for the first time, no, I did not confuse storytelling with soundtrack telling. I purposely named the show Soundtrack Telling because that's exactly what goes on here. I play music, specifically soundtracks, from movies, TV shows, and video games. And that music triggers your imagination to tell its own story. You at home or at work when you're listening to this, you got this story playing in your head. Now, maybe when you hear this music, you're familiar with it and you already know the story that goes with that. And maybe you're replaying that in your head. That's great. Or better yet, you're hearing it and your own imagination is creating its own story. And that's the purpose of this show, is playing music from TV shows, movies, and video games, and triggering your imagination to tell a story. And sometimes I tell the story. I'll have a story given to me or one that I've put together, and then I will put some soundtrack music to it. Now, last hour, if you were listening, you got to hear that exact style of work I do on this show, where someone wrote me a story, or wrote a story for me, and then I put some music to it. And the way it was written was suspenseful, and there was no hope up until the very end. And the whole entire time I'm playing music that's just dark, and things get worse. Things are getting more tense. Look out, here's the end. Oh, it's just a baby sitting in a high chair who's now being fed food he doesn't want. So it wasn't really a horror film or story or a suspense. It was just the perspective of the baby or the toddler right before he's being fed. So adding that type of music just makes a huge difference in how the story is listened to. I could have put on some happy music. Stuff with clapping makes you want to dance, and it would not have the same effect. But I didn't. I did it the other way around, and it was grim. So it's amazing what soundtrack music can do to our media, our entertainment that we love so dearly, from our movies, TV shows, and video games. So there's a lot more coming up, a lot more music to help stir your imagination and have some fun. So without further ado, I'm going to stop talking now and let you get some of that fantastic soundtrack music.
Thank you.
That was Outlands from Tron Legacy by Daft Punk. And before that, in the order that you heard it, was Main Menu from the Deus Ex Human Revolution video game by Michael McCann. Then after that was New Tale from How to Train Your Dragon by John Powell. And then Nero Fiddles Narada Burns from Star Trek by Michael Giacchino. And maybe you already know this, but KNNA runs entirely on volunteer work. Most of us work during the day and then spend many hours in the evenings and weekends to make sure that this radio station continues to be up and running. We know there are a lot of improvements needed, but sometimes we can't catch it all. So if you, the listener, you, the good-looking one. Yeah, if you, the listener, can let us know how we're doing, your input, yes, your input, good-looking one, would be greatly appreciated. So with that being said, if you listen to the show and like what you're listening to, please go onto Facebook and look me up. Jim R. Kirk, might even be under Captain Kirk, you'll see a picture of Iron Man, and go ahead and write to me. Now is the perfect time to go get that great smelling coffee you've been craving. Go on, go do it. We'll be back by the time you get back, I promise. Go on, go, 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 go.